Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Zion. We're learning Siman Dalet, where he talks about the halachas. He's talking now about the halachas of Tanis Chalom. So he said there's a concept called Tanis Chalom, that a person should fast. So a person wakes up in the morning, they have not had anything to drink, eat or drink yet. They should not eat or drink, and they should go into a state of fast. The Mor says that this fasting is mutter even on Shabbos. Mor says, why is it mutter on Shabbos? Because since there's a siman, they showed him from Shemayim that there's a situation where he needs tikkuns. The person is obviously uncomfortable because of that. He knows that the tainus, the Mor tells us, can rectify the situation. So he gets more oinig out of fasting than he gets out of eating. So therefore he's allowed to fast. So the main point of Shabbos, the Shabbos is given lo oinig, and this is his oinig. His oinig is not to eat, his oinig is to fast. However, the Mor says, even so that's true, the fact that he went through this process and he wasn't mechabed Shabbos to regular akila and shtia, that itself was a simon that that something's inappropriate over here. So he fasts on Shabbos, and then he fasts a second time during the week as a kapora for the fact that he had a fast on Shabbos. So he ends up fasting twice. So Tanis Chalom is mutter on Shabbos, but we see that it's not fully mutter, because that's why he has to get a kapora by fasting again during the week. So the Mor says that the Chayyim says that even though the Mor says clearly that the halacha is that it is permitted to fast a Tanis Chalom and Shabbos, even after a Gumma Lob came over, but Shechon Aruch, Sim Resh Pei, should be Resh Pei Ches. If this is only true that a person is bothered by it, some people do not take Chalom seriously, and the Mor says a person who doesn't take it seriously does not have to be worried about it. The fact that he doesn't take it seriously diminishes the effect that the Chalom will have. The person takes it seriously, so he has to address it. So a person can't say, I'm not taking it seriously, but inside he's nervous. It means he's taking it seriously. But a person who knows that it really doesn't bother them, they have no union of fasting, and they're not allowed to fast in that situation. But a person who's natural gumalov, he's really concerned about it, so the fasting acts, has a cathartic effect. It helps him calm down, so that's his oinig. So he's allowed to fast. Even though that's true, become welcome to the Shalom. Even though that's true, it's still better not to do that. The easier way a person is supposed to make time running Shabbos is very clearly through allowing oneself to have delicacies. And so a person should do that. So what's the solution over here? It's, but he has his Cholim Ra, which is bothering him. He should fast 2 days during the week. Now, we said before that the Tanis Cholim has to be immediate. So what is it going to help him fast 2 weeks, 2 days in the week? Since he is doing this, not just pushing it off, but he's doing it because he wants to show cover for Shabbos. So in that situation, the fact that it wasn't immediate does not diminish the effectiveness of the Chalom. So the Chalom is being assimilated in the Shemayim that he needs to fast, but he's not ignoring that. That would be problematic. He's saying, but I want to be in the midst of covered Shabbos, and that's going to override, or earning Shabbos, and it's going to override, and that's acceptable to do so. So it's preferred actually to do that. The Mor gives two other options of how to address the Cholim Ra. One is when the Kohanim are duchening to say the Bakasha, that the Rosh Hashanah should mehapach the Cholim from Ra to Tov. And in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day, that's an option. Even though they're not singing, so a person would find the opportunity to say the Tefillah at the point where the Makri is calling out to the Kohanim. He should try and finish off the paragraph at the same time as the Kohanim get the Shalom, so the Amen of the Tzibur is going back on his Bakasha as well. If, however, there's no Kohanim of Shaduchening, Shulchan Aruch says that one can actually say it when the Chazan is saying the Elokeinu Elokei Abiseinu Baruchinu Baruch Hama Shaleshes, which the Chazan says every single day. During that point, the person can say the Bakasha, which is found on Yom Tov during Berachos Kohanim, for being Meitiv, for correcting the Cholim. The third option, the Mor says he can gather three of his, I have even three people which like him and they care about him, and they can convene a Bezin to decree the interpretation of the Cholim is Toib, and the Bezin's power will then affect the Din and Shemayim, and the Choloim will be Nepach L'Tov. Those are the three options. A person wants to use the option of fasting, it's better not to use the option of fasting on Shabbos, but to push it up during the weekday and to fast two Tanesim. These two Tanesim do not need to be consecutive. A person can fast one week and the other one later on, but the person should do so and fast twice. Mikolshkenim who gavered l'kop v'choloim, a person who does choloim is to not bother him, so he should not fast. So also lisanus b'shabbos, a person who finds fasting more uncomfortable than his fear of the chaloyim, so you can't argue that he's enjoying this. A person is scared out of his wits from the chaloyim, and he knows that fasting helps. He finds the fasting enjoyable. A person who doesn't enjoy the fasting, so he cannot say, well, I'm really enjoying this, when he knows he's not. He's not allowed to fast. He's being mevatel zonik shabbos, and that's also to do. Okay, we'll hold it here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.